And then I also got the Godzilla.
That's the Godzilla song, for people who don't know.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart, and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip-hop, 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 hip-hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
He'll have to fuck Kim in my flannel. I'll give him my sandals, cause he knows long as I'm shady, he's gonna have to live in my shadow. Exhausted, letting off on my offspring. Like a gun barrel, bitch, get off me. You dance around it like
I know
we
used to start Canadian, but fuck this shit, man.
Young Gerald's balls deep inside a Halsey.
But who did it better, though?
You dress better. What? I rap better.
Between who and who?
Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly.
Little white took pick, thinks it's over a pick.
I'm gonna stop before fucking we get slapped up by Paul Rosenberg and the people who run fucking shady records. Yo, we are Bubba 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 Bubba
You gonna hear that?
Oh, the music playing in the background?
Yeah, we're gonna have to get rid of that.
We good. We good with that.
Okay.
We good. So, yeah, we're in the middle of, you know, the Youngsterdam, Amsterdam market that's going down over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are. 529 Young Street.
Yes. You know, I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, a.k.a. Sir Smokolata, a.k.a. Marfire. And to the left of me today.
Yes, to the left. Pass to the left, yes. It's me, SSC underscore Hey Herks underscore PK on Instagram, because that's the platform I fucks with. But you can call me Smokey the Bear if you know me, or Paul Bunyan. You know what I mean? Catch me in the place right now. We're doing a big at Youngsterdam with the Youngsterdam Market.
Hold on a second. We got a call coming in. Oh. Savvy.
The ghost.
Savvy. So, that was a cut in. So, yeah, we're back. Sav's in the building, too. Shout out to Sav.
Ghost in the room.
Hey. Let me pull up the things here and let's get to our schedule program. Sound effects are in the place. What's this thing called? The Laudas?
Yeah, Super Laudas.
The Super Laudas? The Super Laudas is in the fucking building.
Yeah, we got hooked up.
The Super Laudas, right?
Speaker sound quality.
I'm going to start the shit off here now. Tune by my name, Hancho Prime. If y'all don't...
Hancho Prime was on the Respect the Process.
Ah, I was about to say, if you might recognize that name. You know what I'm saying?
Respect the Process.
The track is called Ric Flair Drip.
Oh, Ric Flair. Woo! Okay.
Watch Badman. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Yeah, we here at Youngsterdam, people. 529 Young Street.
Niggas wanna talk, I pull up with the fifth. Play with your nice, see no 4, 5, 6. Take you with a kick and you don't equal switch. Came with my gang, messed up with the clip. Rick Fair drip, died this piss. She sucked my dick, then gave you a kiss.
Jeez. All right. So I'm not going to go back into that whole weird back, because we did that before, and this is obviously the cut-in. But before, we were listening to that tune there from Eminem.
Oh, Killshot.
Yeah.
The response to Machine Gun Kelly, let's talk about it.
What do you think of that tune right there?
Which one?
The Killshot tune there. Get that guy's attention. Waleed. Get Wally. Tell Wally to turn the volume down in the place. I'm hearing like that guy right there. Wally. Turn the volume down. Down.
Turn it off or whatever. If you can turn it off, turn it off.
Yeah,
shit.
Turn that shit off. We got some.
Little technical difficulties.
We love hip hop show, but you know, we love hip hop podcast. But I'm hearing like some techno shit. I feel like we're
in a venue.
I'm about to pull out my fucking glow sticks and start going in on this motherfucker. But yeah, we're here at the Youngsterdam. For the people who don't realize that we're usually at the Youngsterdam, but we're outside today.
Yes, in their vendors market.
Yeah, man, it's a big, big Amsterdam-esque type vendors market going down here today.
We got Peter Jackson, Peter Reserves in the building.
Yep,
Peter Reserves. Stay Medicated.
What's that right there? Stay Medicated?
Yeah, I don't know. Salvina, I can't pronounce
Saba.
The name. Sabananama, whatever. Bad pronunciation.
Panam. What else do we got over here? 360 in the building.
MED
is in the building. Mother Earth Deliveries. Jeez, let me pull up my phone here. Besides that, there's actually something I was going to look for.
Speaking of 360, I got this Pang rolled up here in the high hemp, courtesy of 360.
Yeah,
so we're going to smoke this. Yeah, and then put fire to it.
So there's, who else is in here? There's Pink Label, Single Source. Who else? There's a lot of motherfuckers. We're in here. Simply Fire's in here. Like we said, 360. This one with the big-ass skunk here. We'll figure that one out later. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, this is the Pang, courtesy of 360.
The Pang. The Koshan Pang. So, listen. There's a couple of things that we were listening to before the shit started, and there's a couple of subjects I want to talk about while we're here today, and maybe interview a couple of people while we're in the building. That Eminem tune, okay?
Kill Shot.
Because we're not leaving that.
The Kill Shot.
What's your opinions?
Was it a kill shot? I don't know if it was a kill shot, but you know, it was okay from my opinion. And then you took a little slash shot at your boy Buttons.
He's my boy.
Yeah, you took a slash shot at your boy Buttons. I'm not a big fan of Buttons. You know, I'm a fan of his music, but he's more your cup of tea than mine. I'll tell you that.
If Buttons decides that he's going to take shots.
Yeah, he's going to take shots, but he said he's waiting on M to make something worth responding to. Is this as far? Okay, you knowing Joe Button, is this worthy of Joe Button to step down and release the pen?
Yes.
This kill shot?
He said on his podcast, on the Joe Button podcast, the man said, if M gets out of his place again, that he's going to unleash.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you think M stepped out of place with this, but he only took a little slide shot.
Yes, but this is coupled on to the, what would the man say? The only hits you had since is smacking bitches. Right? So he said he ain't getting out of bed for a domestic abuse line.
Yeah.
However, if he gets froggy and leaps again, he's going
to
jump all
over.
But he
said it's the only time he's going to respond to this. So maybe that's the only shot he's taking at Button.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's like, yo, when Buttons was like, yo, if man gets froggy, then he got smoke for him. M's probably heard this because the man gets a million fucking listens a week on his podcast. A million listens a week on his podcast. And he's like, yeah,
be listening
okay,
to that.
Leap. Do something, nigga.
Oh, you say M's feeling froggish.
The man said if he responds again, or if he says something again and he feels froggy.
So now we're waiting on Button then.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
We're waiting on Button. You said it. We're waiting on Joe Button.
Right. You heard it here first.
We Love Hip Hop Podcast.
Also, do remember, hit us up at welovehiphop.ca. You know what I'm saying? That's the website where you can find all of the things that are going on. The new website. And we put up some merch just now. The 710 shirts that are on the table. Let me grab one of these off the table here. Oh, these 710 shirts here that are on the table, as well as like the one with the Adidas, the something something stripes.
It's called Trips.
The Trips?
It's called the Trips.
All right. That one right there.
Thanks, Brett.
They're all available on the site right now. You know what I mean? We do a nice price.
Pro Smokers pins also available.
You know what I'm
FDA
saying?
Hats available. We Love Hip Hop hats available.
Yo, you know what I mean? There's one thing also before we even start any of this, because we're at this event here, the fucking
Youngsterdam.
The Youngsterdam thing here. And for anybody who wants to come to these
in the
future.
Gringo's here too. Don't forget Gringo.
Yes, Gringo. Shout out to Peter Jackson also. He's the one who introduced us to that whole Gringo phenomenon. You know what I'm saying?
He came through hand-bearing gifts.
Yeah, but like for anybody who wants to come to future events, because they're going to be having this as a consistent thing, come down to 529 Young Street. Follow them on Instagram at Youngsterdam_lounge, and you'll be able to find out more information on when they're having the next one. I'm thinking it's going to be an every Saturday thing that's popping here.
Yeah, if it starts picking up.
Okay. But before we get into any business, I want to know one thing. Let me try this again.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Well, right now, in the hemp wrap, I'm smoking on the Pang from 360 Dispensary. So I also have some gelato. So I have the gelato.
Let me see this
here. I got the gelato right there.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I would say this is one of my favorite strains out there, is gelato. Bomb. Bomb. In 4K.
In 4K. And then I also got the Godzilla.
That's the Godzilla song, for people who don't know. Bomb. Bomb.
And after the Godzilla, we have the OG Ultra.
The OG Ultra has made an appearance finally now in live and real life. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, we gonna talk to the. Hey, what's going on here,
brothers?
Jeez.
Russian cream.
Big up. Russian cream. You know, Backwoods made an appearance. You know what I'm saying? It's the world's most smoked up podcast today. I got a bunch of weed here. What I'm actually smoking on right now is
Don't forget this blue lavender here.
We'll worry about that later. So
that gets a little promiscuous shout out.
They ain't paying for that. But yo, shout out to fucking Canaflix, okay? And I'm not talking about Netflix, okay? Let's not get it confused. But you can run a thing and watch a movie.
Yeah.
Right. I got some Bubba Quadruple A here.
Quads, man. Stop calling quadruple A's. It's a quad, man.
Is that what it's called?
It's quad.
I'm saying four A's.
Four A's. Yeah, it's quad. It's a quad, fam.
What am I, a weed bimbo? Or what the fuck?
The man has to pick up on the lingo there.
Yo, is that what it was saying the whole time?
Yeah, dog? It's quad, brother.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Are you supposed to be smoking?
Yo, Sav. I got a mic right here for you today. You don't want to come? You don't? No?
Swing around, you know, hey, can't reach, you know.
We might have got exclusive Sav interview. Jesus Christ.
Maybe we might have to interview Sav one day.
I know, right? Listen, this right here, this Bubba, this
quad.
This quad Bubba. Oh, I'm dying right now. Listen, I got that shit in the mail. It's straight from BC.
Anyhow, yeah.
So, right here, though, this fucking
amazing immaculate bud.
Kill me right now. What the fuck do you call this again? Bubba Quad? Is it Bubba Quad or just Quad?
First, it's a quad. It's not Bubba Quad, so it's a Bubba, but it's a quad Bubba. So it's a, you know, it's supposed to be like the top of the line. So quad is a scale. You know, like, you know, quads, low trips, deuces, you know, Reggie.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So the quads is 4A. It's the quads. It's not Bubba 4A quad. No, it's...
So why is it labeled that way?
Because the 4A's means, you know, 4A's. It's good shit, you know, quality. Like, you know, highest, you know,
so
A's,
it's a
B's,
Bubba
and C's
strain.
It's the Bubba, and now it's a quad. That's all they're saying.
Listen. Okay.
That's all they're saying.
I learned that's something new.
But, yeah. Yeah.
But... if you all want to get your hands on some of this stuff, right, hit them up.
Canaflix?
Canaflix. Let me see. What's their things here? Their website. You can hit them up on Leafs.com, right? You can go look up on Leafs.com and just search Canaflix. Let me spell it out for you. Cannaflix, right?
Uh-huh.
What it is, you do a subscription. You talk about, or you put in your profile the types of weed that you like.
Yeah, hybrid, sativa, indica.
Yeah, like if you have pain, different things. What you want to benefit from the flower or whatever extract that you're getting, and then they're gonna send you a package every single week with a different bud
related to that strain.
Exactly, like a surprise.
Yeah. So like you get to unbox your bud.
Right, like I told him.
But see, like, I like that idea, but they should send you a, since they call themselves Canaflix, they should also send you a movie suggestion that pairs with your marijuana. Mm. That's just my suggestion.
So if you're like smoking like something like that's like a sativa, that's just kind of chill, you might want to watch like the Notebook.
No? I may be a little too low pace. Then you want to watch something else. You want to watch something that's a little up pace, upbeat.
You might want to watch like fucking Rambo Part 5. Yeah,
okay, there you go. Some Rambo, Rocky.
But if you're smoking indica, then you watch The Notebook.
Exactly. You chill out, relax. I don't know about The Notebook, but yeah, chill out and relax.
I went super white movie with this shit, yo.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But, yo, we're going to build up this and see what it's like.
This, I'm smoking this right now, and it's
oh, so it's in the Blackwood. Oh, my bad.
What else do I got? I think that's all I got to say about that. But there's also this patty.
Oh, medicated patty. Maddie's patties.
Maddie's patties. That's what I was about to. Thank you. Maddie's patties.
Medicated. That's why it's got the green tinge, cause it's medicated. Jeez. So, Brock, let me Brock piece and try it.
One.
Okay. Mm.
Ooh, Maddie's patties with the meaty inside. You know what I'm saying? Bad. Jeez. Yo, damn, I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad
pretty good
at you.
A little curry. Pretty good.
Give you a little sample here.
A little curry in it. Sorry, man. Kind of tastes like a samosa.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, motherfuckers got him fucking chomping down on camera, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh. It's I would say it reminds me of a samosa. Versus a beef patty. What do you say, Friday?
It's kind of... Hold on, let me turn this mic around here so that we can hear what the fuck Sav got to say.
She ain't going to talk into the mic now that you're facing towards
her. Now that the mic's facing towards her, you know Sav's going to get hella quiet now. It's kind of samosa-y.
Samosa, yeah.
I would say it has patty crust flavor with a samosa glazing.
It's because it has that curry. It has that curry in it. No.
I don't taste any weed.
No, you can't taste the cannabis. It's probably in the filling, that's why. No, I think the meat itself, in the meat mix, there's a curry in it.
In the mic, Sav.
If that's the case, then so be it. All I'm saying is, it's okay, but it more tastes like a samosa.
I'm going to get an interview from Sap today. You know what I'm saying? Listen, big up to Maddie Patty.
That's the Pang from 360.
Who we want to interview here? Backwoods Man here. What's my line?
We'll get to him after.
No, Backwoods Man?
We can. Well, he lent us the mega, so he's got to come back to get his thing. So
yes. I want to talk to a vendor. Yeah, yo, family.
360, come circle in for a real quick.
We got 360. You down to come sit with us here?
Sit with us for a quick hot second.
Cause we're in the weed market, man. So
you got your Pang rolled up right here. You can use that mic right there.
That's your mic right there.
Yeah, you raise it up till you whatever, make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, we stocked up, man. We got the arms and shit, you know what I'm saying? We in 4K.
Oh, look.
Catching all my sweat beads.
Pull the mic up a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're good.
We're good to run with the mics.
Yep, Friday's audio's good.
Let me hear you. One second here. Un momento.
No, don't worry.
No worries.
Even if you want to bring one of your representatives.
Look at her. Let him talk for you. She's trying to duck out of here. No, I'm all right.
There you are. You're good. You're good. Bring that mic a little bit closer to your mouth right there. Pause.
Like this?
Yeah, you're good right there. All right.
Use it later.
Okay.
My man there.
We got 360 reserves in the motherfucking building.
Yes. Okay.
Yo, we're in this farmer's market, man. Are you ready for the whole October 17th fucking phenomenon is coming up around?
We're ready.
Yeah.
And this is the place to be. This is tourist area. This is Yonge Street, 529 Yonge Street. Mm. The market here every Saturday is off the hook, and once October hits, I'm sure it's going to be more than just one week. Once a week. But yeah, we're ready, man. Looks like everybody's ready, man.
Yeah.
Everybody's been patiently waiting for this, and seems like it's ready for action now. Green light.
Yo, do you see a lot of corporate sponsors coming around to, like, different cannabis companies and stuff now?
Oh, yeah. Not personally here at this market, per se, because this is a brand new one. We've only been having it for the last month. But, yeah, some of the other markets and a lot of, obviously, convention centers, all these corporate companies are coming through. You know, some of these major players are getting big out there, and they're getting bought up by real big players in the game.
Yeah.
Obviously, you saw that Corona just put $5 billion into a infused beer. Mm. It's going to be coming soon.
Okay.
And good thing about that, you're not going to be able to buy that at beer stores or stuff like that because it's still considered edible. So it's places like this you're going to come and get that infused beer.
You know what I'm saying? So it's still going to be considered an edible?
Yeah. Anything infused that can go be ingested is edible.
Yeah. Interesting.
And that's the problem they have with it. It's because they can't control the doses.
Right.
So they're trying to figure out how to control the doses.
Yeah.
So until they can do it, these are the spots where you're going to get your edibles.
I'll make sure I have a 2-4 ready for us.
Yo, that's different. So, and I think I asked you this before when we were doing our live. It's going to be a mix of beer and weed, or is it just going to be one or the other? Do anybody know any information on this shit?
I'm not too familiar.
I would be thinking it would just be a cannabis by itself, non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
Because the point is the cannabis is supposed to get you high.
I get what you're saying.
Or give you the buzz versus alcohol. So I think it would be a non-alcoholic beverage, or they may have an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Because there is a beer on the market right now that has marijuana.
Right. And alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good question, man. It's a good question.
And, like, what are you guys doing to prepare for, like, the whole October 17th time, man? What are you guys doing to prepare for the whole October 17th time?
Getting everything ready, green-wise, and then basically just have your license in order, you know. Doug Ford seems to say it's okay to grow a few plants even on your own, so everybody take advantage, is my advice.
Yeah.
If you like to smoke, you know, come support us at the same time, but feel free to grow some weed. Everything's going to change October. It's going to be a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
For sure, but there's a lot to prep for, and then these markets, I'm sure, are going to start spreading like wildfire.
But that's Kapang.
This is the place to be. Young Street, hands down. Rooftop, you guys already know, this is the hottest location in the city. This is a true hidden gem, dog.
Yeah.
This is Young Street, Young and Wellesley. Like, this is tourist area. Your foot traffic's crazy, like, we got to get this place really going. Like, this is the place to be, if you ask me.
Well, Young is the longest street in the world,
right?
And it's been a spot to go since before I was born.
That's why I'm using the word tourist. Like, it's just that popular, right?
Young Street.
If you haven't heard of it, I don't know what rock we've been under.
No, it's good. It's a good thing, and this is something that's going to be going on weekly. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely something that people all around the city need to know about, because there's like how many vendors in here selling weed or providing people with different
medications
and medications. You know,
so do you have a location, or you're strictly online?
We're strictly online right now, and this is kind of our location as of right now. But there's some moves I'm making right now, but still a little more progress to be made.
Okay.
As of right now, delivery, right? 360 Greenery. You can go on Instagram, leave your message, leave your feedback, check it out for the new menus. Got a little contest going on there. Thank you. Give us your thumbs up, thumbs down when we make our edibles. Usually when we're here on the market, we're even giving away samples of edibles I make.
Okay.
Infusing all sorts, Tabasco sauces, salad dressings,
you know? Wow.
Stuff that I think the grown folk want to fuck
some
with.
Things outside the box.
Yeah, you know, you
salad
have to.
Dressing.
You have to. Oh, we got about 8 out of 10 thumbs up on it, let's say. Good 80% we're saying, do it again, bottle that.
Yeah.
Bottle that.
Okay. So, are you looking forward to that? So is it made with a distillate, or is it?
What we do is infuse the olive oil, and then there's the secret recipe with the homemade salad dressing. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. It's a little bit of chemistry behind it, but it's dope. And you get a good buzz. You don't get waxed like eating some of the edibles.
If
you're looking for that buzz, maybe the salad dressing, unless you start guzzling it, you know, at the bottom.
Just pour out the whole fucking thing.
I'll make sure I have a bottle ready for you guys. Some Tabasco sauce, too.
That's definitely something we want to try. Around. Yeah.
All right?
Definitely.
Nothing but love for coming out, too, guys.
Yeah, man. Yo, okay, well, fuck, man. You guys feel like giving your social media out, let the people know where to find y'all and shit?
Yeah, well, the Instagram's brand new with us. I'll be honest with you. I already started it about 4 weeks ago, so it's brand new, but we're trying to get it going. We got a little team working with it. So like I said, 360 Greenery, that's the Instagram. I'll keep you updated on the Twitters and all of that. Okay. Cool. Haven't got everything, all the social media set up just yet. All
right, cool.
So far it was the market thing, see how it goes. And
so every Saturday.
It's progressing, so it's time to start getting the social media bumping.
So they can find you here every Saturday?
Every Saturday, all every right. Saturday.
Dope.
Every
dope.
Saturday.
Yo, mad respect, man. Yeah.
You guys like this pang or what?
Yeah, it's nice. The pang is proper still.
The pang is fucking knocking. It's the
respect.
I don't know if it's the combination of the pang.
Respect.
Yes, 360 in the fucking
360
building.
360 in the building. Don't forget to come through every Saturday.
Yo, I don't know if it's the combination of the pang and the fucking, if the patties are already slapping me.
Yo, I ate some of this chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
I ate some of the chocolate. This shit is strong.
What's this here now? Kush by who made this now?
Well, I got
Kush Edibles.
Yeah, but this, I got this from Ruby Red.
Ooh.
He's sponsored by Green Glow, I guess, also with like Peter Jackson was saying.
Okay.
And they gave us this, the Green Glow table gave us this as a, here you go, try our product. So yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna fucking try this shit right now.
This one is the strawberry cheesecake. I've tried it. I took 4 squares out of it. I was gonna box the whole of them, but then I read the box and the box says, 200 milligrams. So I'm like, you know what, let me just slow down. I'll eat the 4 squares and see how it affects me.
Listen, this is like the world's most smoked out podcast challenge right now that's happening, okay? Because I'm so used to us doing our regular show, you know what I'm saying?
But now we're doing it during a market.
We're doing it during a market and we're just getting slapped with so many different types of THC.
Man's lined up the dark stout backwoods.
Yeah, I'm just leaned
Russian
up,
cream backwoods. Shit, Friday came true with his backwoods.
Yeah.
Like, yo, and I got the high hemp pus.
I might have to put myself on autopilot today on this one because I'm just fucking...
Yo, right now we're just smoking and eating and enjoying life.
I'm giggling like a fucking 17-year-old.
Smoking the best lockers. Living my best life.
Hey, living my best life.
So this is supposed to be vanilla, right? With sea salt.
Yo, big shout out to the youngster dad knowledge,
hold on,
man.
That's a dark chocolate. Mine's is a white chocolate.
These what?
Uh-oh, who's that on the mic? Hello, Sav. How are you doing
Hold
today?
Hold on, let me turn the mic up right here. I turned the mic off for a second.
Where are you going, Sav? Why are you walking away from the mic?
So we got Savvy in the building. No? No? Okay, I'm going to turn that mic back on. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sav's just getting the...
She's going to fix the mic so it doesn't...
Nice to meet you, Amelia. Yo, you come sit down. You know, Savvy's just fixing up the mic for you here. We're going, you know what I'm saying? We got Amelia in the building from 360.
Oh, you found the lid, Friday.
I found the lid. So, okay, let's get back to this chocolate here. What is this here?
That one's a vanilla. It's supposed to be a vanilla sea salt. It's a dark chocolate, so we'll see. Oh.
Ooh.
What's this?
Ooh.
The future of
shit. Okay, hold on. Okay, give us your name again.
Amelia, aka Mika.
Wait a minute, you got AKAs? Hold on.
Okay. Friday don't like other people with AKAs.
I want to get a quick mic check from you, Amelia. Give me another mic check.
Mic check, 1717.
Hey, what's your AKA again?
Mika.
AKA Mika. Do you have any other AKAs?
Millie?
Okay. So, Amelia, a.k.a. Mika, a.k.a. Millie. AKA give me one more.
I make infused body oil.
Right into the mic. One more.
Mic check.
Yeah.
Hello.
One more, a.k.a.
A.k.a.
So, I got
Vegan
Amelia.
Vegan Killer.
Vegan Killer.
That's actually one of my nicknames.
Holy, hold on.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Holy. Okay, so what's going on here? What do we have going on here? You said you're going to get us into some skin wellness over here.
Yeah, so I have skincare and wellness products.
Okay.
So everything here is organic, vegan, and cannabis infused.
Oh, nice.
So it has some sort of element of like the cannabis plant in it, whether it's the stem, the cannabis like flower itself, the hemp leaf, hemp seed oil, stuff like that. Yeah.
Nice.
So it doesn't get you high. So what my products do is it uses this...
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was like, my bad, man. No, continue.
So, yeah, it just uses, like, the wellness benefits of it. And, yeah.
Nice.
Some next level shit.
What's the name of your company again? Because we just got your AKAs, but we didn't get your
So
company
it's
name.
Called Mi Cosmetics.
Okay.
So it's a play on my nickname. That's Mika. Mm-hmm. And then the Zmetics part is a play on cosmetics and medicinal. Nice. So it adds the weed component there. Nice. So, yeah.
So, okay. With this whole cannabis phenomenon that's been going on in Toronto, was this something that you were doing before or when you seen the scene growing?
So I actually started this. The universe kind of brought me into the path of creating my own skincare stuff because I actually had to create this for myself because I have really sensitive skin and mm-hmm. my friends, my family, we experience lots of things and like there's not really a cream to fix it. It kind of just covers up the problem. So I was forced to create stuff for myself.
Okay.
And then once I did that, people would ask me for advice or to make them products for them, whatever. And then it grew from there. And then the cannabis was like one of the last components added just because it was becoming legal. And honestly, like I just kept stumbling upon it. People kept bringing it up. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. And like everyone knows me. Like I'm a big pothead. So... Right. I might as well use the plant for all its benefits, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, how did you start finding out, like, all of this? Like, did you just start Googling or, like...
Yeah. So, actually, YouTube and Google and Instagram are my best friends. I know a lot of people don't say the best things about it, but if you utilize those things properly, like, you can become very intelligent with all the information that you receive, like, constantly all the time. You just have to know what to look for and, like, what pages to follow and stuff.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah, so I don't have any. I might decide to go to school for like herbal, holistic, whatever. But like everything that I know, I basically like taught myself.
Okay,
you're self-taught.
So, yeah, like I went to school for fashion. Like it has nothing to do with this. So.
No, but it's still something that the business aspect still cross, right?
Yeah, yeah, and also like so I don't know if you see my website, my images and stuff. Like I used to do photography, so I was able to like incorporate my creativeness with just using my hands, creating stuff.
Transferable skills.
Okay, so here I have four products here. So the names are my favorite part. I'll get your reaction. So I have Glow Job. It's not Blow Job, it's Glow Job.
Glow Job?
Yeah. Glow Up, you know, it makes you, it's a skin and face serum. And then I have Lip Crack. So this is mostly for your lips. It's really useful in the winter time when you start to get all the crackiness, especially if you live in the city. Mm-hmm. But it's a multi-use product, so you can use it like on your the paws of your pets, or you can put it on your tattoos. You can use it on your cuticles. You can like if you check out my website and my Instagram, you can see like it's just very versatile and it's very very pure. Like I wouldn't recommend to eat it, but you can ingest this stuff. Like there's no chemicals, no fillers, no additives, none of that.
Right.
And then we have my Cannabliss Ritual Bath Soak. Here, if you guys want to smell it real quick, it's like
people just... Yeah, that's the one I've been like staring at the most right here.
Yeah,
like,
once they smell that? It, like, I just... People want it.
I thought it was a bath bomb at first.
It's basically a loose bath bomb. So it's a lavender eucalyptus orange. And it has Epsom salt, pink Himalayan sea salt, and baking soda. And you just dump it in the bath. Nice. Yeah, that it's very relaxing.
At first it was like wake up. But then after when you wafted a bit, it's very good.
Yeah.
I had to take another round two on that stuff.
That smells nice. And the other case, so...
And then finally, I just have my tea. It's called Dream Steam. So it's a exotic blend, and it has hemp leaves in it. It doesn't get you high. Once again, it's just super relaxing. And so the roses and the orange blossom in here are actually from... So I'm half Persian.
Okay.
And... some of my family back home, they have like fields and like they pick the roses and stuff. So yeah, so it's like wild grown, hand picked. Everything is just very natural, very good for your wellness, relaxation. If you love yourself,
and you can get these on your website.
My website is already designed. I'm actually redesigning it, so it's mecosmetics.ca. I'm more active on my Instagram. Instagram's more my platform.
Yeah. I can relate.
Yeah.
So that's at Mi Cosmetics.
Yeah, at Mi Cosmetics. And if anyone wants to follow my personal one too, it's Millie Mika.
Dope.
Are you a
dope.
Gemini?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so that's basically the symbol is a play on Gemini. Yeah. And like everything just kind of like the universe just kind of made me come up with this. I was blessed with this idea. I don't know.
You're blessed with the gift. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's I like the concept. It's a dope idea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thanks.
And it's something that's still infused in the whole cannabis space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're like,
sorry.
Yeah, just people who can benefit from it, who are trying to be a little bit more natural with stuff.
And also, my brand is super progressive, so like I don't like to use the word feminist or whatever, but like I do have my own set of beliefs, and we're not where we're supposed to be in the world right now. And like, so I like to promote more like natural looks for women. You know, I'm not into the whole, I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but the whole cake face thing. Like sometimes it's okay for certain occasions, but like, so me personally, I used to wear makeup all the time. Like I'm a waitress, I work in the industry and stuff, and right. I would find myself sometimes I would spend anywhere from an hour to 3 hours just like getting myself done every day. That amount of time, like the, like you just lose so much. And not even that, just like shopping for your products and whatever, I'm like, listen, I need to come up with something that's like more simple and just like universal and everyone can use it, and it's good for like sensitive skin and stuff. So
more of the benefit. Yeah. So you gonna introduce any more products, or just those are the four?
Oh no, I'm constantly coming out with new stuff.
Those are the four core products.
Pardon me?
Those are the four core products.
Yeah, these are the four. No, these are just my core product. It all started with Livecraft. This is my baby.
Okay.
This is just, it grew, and I'm coming out with like floral sprays.
Okay.
And roller, like essential oil, like aromatherapy blends. And yeah, like face masks, scrub. It's all in. I do testing with my customers and stuff. So right now I'm just in the like testing phase.
Okay.
So,
okay. Cool.
And explain this right here.
That's the tea. Yeah, I did. That's the dream steam. So that's with the exotic. So it has a, oh my God. Okay. Orange blossom, roses, star anise, green tea, black tea, peppermint, and berries from Poland. I'm half Polish, so I put berries from Poland.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a very complex flavor, and it's really good either first thing in the morning or before you go to bed, because it just really helps like center you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Plug your Instagram once again so the people can know.
Oh yeah, okay, so my Instagram is at Mi Cosmetics.
Okay.
Thank you for coming through and showing your products. Thank you for having me.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, you want to sit in with us for a couple of new subjects?
Yeah, 100%.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Okay.
I got you.
All right. There's a couple of things I was trying to scout for before, because she said this is like the second time for the week that we're podcasting. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, and if you guys want, because I saw some of your podcasts, I have some artists you guys can check out, like Fire.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
And one girl is 16, and she, I heard her song. Yeah. It just hit so many places in my, like, yeah, I'll show you later.
Yeah. We're going to have to do that off camera, because she might have already DM'd us, or, you know what I'm saying? But
she's shy.
And she might have to compete with the guy, the 13-year-old.
There's no competition when it comes to my girl. Trust me.
Them type of chats there. Yo.
I don't believe in competition.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
That's a big statement.
So, Carter 5, speaking of rappers and
what?
Once upon a time, young rappers.
Carter 5?
I can't even call him.
Is that thing coming out?
So, maybe this month. The cover's out there. You know,
I did not know that.
You ready for that?
Well,
Lil Wayne.
You know what? I'm actually super nostalgic, and I post a lot about like old school shit. And you know, I'll give him a chance.
Okay,
that's how I feel. I'll give it a shot, but it's not like, oh my God, the Carter 5 is dropping. I need that. You know.
Oh man, poor Wayne.
It's not even poor Wayne, it's just timing, man. Look how long it's been. So, look, like, that's almost on the level of the Detox. When is Dre's next album coming?
Yeah.
But why do you think that these artists do this?
Like, well, Wayne was having issues with the record company, right? They were going through a big battle over $50 million, him and Birdman. They finally got the dispute fucking handled, and Universal's going to pay him his $50 million. So now, after all of this time...
No, they're bridges again.
Now they're cool, and the album that's been held hostage this whole time is now fucking coming out.
So it's been held hostage.
Yeah, basically.
In a way, yeah.
Basically.
Well, that's the thing. There's reiterations that they're saying of this that's been happening over the years. Because remember, Wayne, the Carter 4... Okay, you listened to Lil Wayne back in the day?
100%.
Okay, because a lot of people grew up off of Wayne, and a lot of people... who are our age, like, we're like, we recognized like Wayne over the years. You know
I
what
like
I'm
his
saying?
Music.
Now, the thing is, the Carter 4, that had Where to Love on it. Remember that track, Where to Love, where he's playing the guitar and shit?
Oh, yeah.
He thought he was a little bit of a rock star. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to
clip that. He's a little bit of a rock star. He is.
He's a rock star. Not a little bit. Yo, the man's a rock star, yo. Yo, Lil Wayne is a black rock star. Bro.
Oh, he went to our school.
Yo, next man's out there trying to be like Lil Wayne, bro. He's a black rock star, bro.
Listen, yeah, I agree.
The guy. He's a rock star, bro. Yeah. Now, do you remember that? Okay, and 6 foot, 7 foot was on that album, too. Six foot, seven foot?
Yo,
What year was that?
Fuck.
Long time when I was in high school.
14 maybe, who knows? That was a while
ago. Really think back.
It was a while ago.
That was 2009. No, 2010.
So 8 years ago.
We're two exactly.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
2010.
That's a long time.
Did you say 2010?
2010.
Was it when the 4 came out?
You know why I remember? And I hate to go back to these places, these dark places. But I was in the thing. I was in the
yeah, like,
but I'm laughing. I must be, what do you call those? A sociopath. I'm in the Bing, okay, in the pen. And this is like, we all have our own rooms there. We're not in like maximum, we're in like minimum. So we're watching.
Yeah, it's fun in there.
Yeah, I know. Right? And we're watching the fucking New Year's Eve celebration. And he had just came home from jail.
Oh.
Carter, he just came home himself?
Yes. And he went from 106 and Park, because 106 and Park was still on at that time. That's how fucking long ago it was.
Before Bow Wow took it over?
No, this is, I think Bow Wow was in it at that point. Remember, Bow Wow was a host.
Yeah, Mr. 106 and Park.
Yeah.
And Keisha Shante.
Yeah.
Hey, where's my sound effects? Keisha Shante, Canadian talent.
Weren't those the last hosts of the show?
They were the absolute last two fucking hosts of the show. Mika with the knowledge. We got a like a guest co-host right there in the fucking middle of the
came
show.
Through on the cut.
Hey,
Soundboy.
But
your thing's killing me.
He's got sound effects correct.
I love it.
If that's the last time the man dropped an album, are we? It can't be the same one as before.
Yeah, listen to me. He can't be dropping that same album, expecting people to be like, "Oh, this is a shit." Because no, it's gonna be like, "Oh, this is shit."
And
I don't know. I can't see him dropping the
same. You know, honestly, you know what? All you can do is speculate, and once you hear it, then you can make because you know what? At the end of the day, I'll say right now, Lil Wayne has. Honestly, I can say this, has been consistent in never me being like, oh, that's whack or whatever. Like, he always spits out something.
Yeah,
so
he was a hardworking, hardworking individual.
Yeah, and he
2008
put people on, like,
was
yeah, this is true. He put on
his year. The man worked with like maybe 100. I mean, you know, you couldn't hear a song that wasn't featuring Lil
Wayne.
Yeah,
that's true. That's
so
true.
It doesn't matter what genre you were listening to, you could not go and hear a song without hearing Lil Wayne's voice on it. Doesn't matter. It could have been country that year. He was on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yo,
yeah.
Yo, no one worked harder than Lil Wayne in 2008. I don't give a fuck.
And he found time to sign Drake, Nicki Minaj,
yeah.
Corey
Start
Gunn.
Start a new record label.
Yeah. Gutta Gutta.
Mac,
Lil
Main,
Twist.
Mac Main, whatever. Main, whatever.
Mac Main. Well, Mac Main's his assistant.
But still.
Lil Twist. And Lil Twist went on to be.
Pop tune with that producer that passed away.
Yep, yeah, R.I.P.
You know what I'm saying?
And with Lil Twist, he went on to be one of fucking what's his name's sidekicks, Justin Bieber.
Who, Lil Twist?
Really?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm making the connection of the web today right here, yo. But yeah, so we're the getting because so nobody's connection. Waiting for Wayne. None of us.
I actually had no idea until you said that.
We're not waiting. I'm like, if it comes, it comes. When
okay,
it comes,
so if it drops, are you getting it? Are you or at least you're gonna save it into your Spotify?
Yeah. I'll take it in. I'll give it a listen.
I'm the type of person, I kind of, I don't like to listen to everything right when it drops because that's when everyone listens to it. And I find that, and I'm just being real here, my opinions get flooded with other people's opinions. So I like to wait a little bit. And then once I can, like, sit on it for a bit and, like, make my own opinion. So,
okay.
We'll see.
Nico with the music analysis going on right here.
Everyone has something to say. Everyone always has something to say, so you know.
Okay, so yeah, we're gonna take a quick break in a minute. One more thing I want to bring up before. Let me grab my list, because I was making sure that we were ready for today. And it was, you know, we did a podcast earlier in the week, and we had a bunch of new subjects, but just to be like, do one today on a Saturday, I was like, holy shit, what's going on out here? Lil Xan, we'll save Lil Xan for after the break.
Okay,
we'll put that on the Pinterest board. Okay.
All right.
Corrupt from the Dog Pound.
What about Corrupt? Okay. Mr. Moon Rocks,
Corrupt, okay? He was on the Breakfast Club.
Okay. Right?
He did like a 45-minute, 50-minute interview. They were talking about Death Row back in the days and all that. And he was telling a story about how them had a fucking piss bucket and had all of the different Death Row camp guys pee in this bucket.
Oh.
Right? And if a motherfucker in there fuck up, they got to drink from that fucking bucket.
Yo, Bridget, what type
no,
of fuck
are you serious?
Dead ass.
So that's hold gross. On, did anybody ever fuck up?
He said somebody had to drink from the bucket.
But no names were mentioned.
Obviously. In the interview. They were trying to pull it. Charlamagne and them were trying to pull the name out of, like, come on. Was it a rapper? Was it?
Maybe it was him. That's why he didn't want to say no names. Maybe it was him.
No. Corrupt. Yeah. If it was him, I think his body language would have said different.
That's what I was gonna, you see, you said the words right out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, what was his body language like when you were talking about it?
True.
He was wearing shades the whole interview. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think once you pass a certain amount of money, you have to wear shades all the time. Even I don't know.
Outside, even if there's no sun.
Well, they say like the whole see into your soul thing, right?
Yeah, for sure.
No, because I feel like when I see rappers or certain people, they're just comfortable in their fucking shades. They look like they could actually see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're just, ah, brah, brah. And I'm like, yo, dog, those shades look super dark. But besides that, somebody drank out of this thing. They say it was he tried to allude like it might have been an engineer or something like that. Oh. But like, basically somebody violated.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I had to find a nice one before the break.
I witnessed some foul shit before. I seen a man make the next man blow bubbles and piss water.
If that would have been me, I'm like, I'm vegan. It. Sorry, I can't drink that.
I've seen it, man. I've seen it happen. And I was like, wow, this is really going down right now.
I don't think the choices get to be
There was no choices made here.
He had a choice.
Yeah, he had a choice, but
can you add like flavor in it? Can you make it into a tea?
Like tobacco.
Put a little bit of sugar on that, please. There's sugar.
But that's just disgusting. That's fucked up.
I might call the episode. Put a little sugar on that, please. Sugar.
Sprinkle a little sugar on it, and we're done.
Because it was Suge Knight. That was he. He was like, yo, and you know, Suge Knight at the time, he was like going crazy.
Man, they're doing Suge dirty right now,
right? And he was like, the ultimatum is because you're fucked up. I think there was some money fucked up. It was something over money.
Wait, what if you don't drink the piss? If you're like, no?
You get the piss kicked out of you.
You're gonna get beat down. Death Row don't play.
Yeah.
Okay, I take the beat down.
Aiden take the beat down.
She got balls, eh? Well, not balls, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She's gonna take the beat down, and then you know what's gonna happen after you're unconscious.
Oh, man.
They're gonna pour that bucket of piss
down my throat.
Yo, hold that. You know what I'm saying? Go salt your wounds with that. Hold that.
Oh, man. This is great podcast talk right here.
But yeah.
No, that's all I got. Corrupt is doing man's dirty. He went on fucking, because Shook's in jail.
Now you gotta wonder.
Made him bring that up, though?
Well, because they're talking about all the different Death Row stuff. And they're like, yo, I heard
Death Row. Was he just going on a, because I didn't hear this, so was he just going on a rant? Or he was just like, yo, by the way.
Nah, Charlamagne asked him, like, yo, I heard that Suge had mans over balconies and drinking piss. And he was like,
so they're prying out information. The man has searched for some information.
Yeah, he said the piss thing, and he was kind of just like, well, whatever. And he's like, for real, that really happened? And he's like, yo, but tell us.
To the point where he didn't believe him.
Yeah, and then he got a little bit more descriptive, and I was like, wow. Because I read about this in a book back in the 90s, like 1990.
Yeah.
Called, yo, the question is, do they do still shit like that? Like, do they still have these rituals? Yo, honestly, in my mind, these types of things can only get worse. Like, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Like, they're probably drinking blood at this point.
Oh, that's what happened Friday to you guys. Here, okay, not too far enough.
Here's the thing.
No, I don't know.
It's not a ritual.
No, it's a punishment.
It's a punishment.
Whatever the fuck it is. Okay, you know what? It's one thing. Okay, here, drink this bucket of piss. Every man pissed in this bucket. Now you.
Yeah, that's kind of ritualistic.
Yeah, it is.
You have this every man inside of you now.
A ritual of disrespect.
So bonding. It's a bonding exercise.
What if they probably like set everybody up to fuck up?
Or they, you know, like, yeah, that's
yeah. Does everybody? You know, I don't even.
Want exactly. To you brought up this fucked up topic.
I don't want to go through the logistics of this right here.
Right, but the man has to drink that
okay.
shit.
Fuck. Let's cut to our break.
Fire. Break time.
Okay, Mika, give us your social medias again.
Huh?
Give us your social medias once again.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So my page is Millie Mika, just how you hear it, and then my Instagram for my skincare and wellness is Mikasmetics.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, you guys can come see me after. I'll give you a little song.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a quick break here.
We're gonna chop up a bit, do some, pay some bills. Yeah, smoke some more weed.
Holy fuck!
Like we haven't been smoking enough weed.
Let some of this fucking edibles digest into my system. Get this grin off my face. Okay.
Make a phone call.
I got a track here. Been popping. Oh no, actually, I'm gonna go to this. Migraine. Lil Barrette.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Shout out to 6buzz. I'm using the 6buzz Spotify list. Shout out to Spotify. Send a bag.
Yeah, all right.
I've been in this shit for like a week. Oh, my God. Jump out the plane when he died.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Trap, things all I know.
Hey,
all
hey, hey,
drag. Hey. Drag wheels up in my bando, things in my bando. Trap house doing numbers, trap house doing numbers. Trap house doing numbers, that's the gunners.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we are back. We're back here over at the Youngsterdam Lounge, over here at 529 Yonge Street. It's the
Amsterdam Market.
Yeah, we got the. Let me get your mic up there. Yeah, we're at the farmer's market going on right now, man. It's a ting, you know what I mean? All types of people in the house. Let's try this name again. Siva Panam. Jeez.
Just landed. Ask them how to pronounce her name.
I think I landed it. Siva Panam. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Landed it.
All right.
Sticks the landing.
Superhero landing?
We got Peter's Reserves in the fucking place. You know what I'm saying? We got 360. We got fucking Pink Label. We got fucking MED Mother Earth deliveries. You know what I'm saying?
Green Go
in the building.
Mr. Backwards Man right here.
Yeah. You were about to make an announcement.
Forget that.
No?
Scratch that. And that's why it was off camera. I came to you first. I didn't go live on air. You know?
So we got Breezy in the building here with us. Yeah?
We're going to just breeze past that.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll talk about this with Breeze.
Breezy.
Don't kill me. So quick shout out to We Love Hip Hop Toronto. You already know. It's your boy Breezy Backwoods here, selling the exotic backwoods exclusive from America, Europe, and the Middle East. Here with me today right now, I have the vanilla and grape, which is the most premium backwoods available, which is technically under the banana, but the banana flavor is now extinct. Also, what's really popular is the Russian cream honey bourbon, which is also American flavor. For example, what comes from Europe? Europe, they have the blues. Blues come from Germany. It also comes from Greece. And the blues are also vanillas. So in Europe, they had a ban on backwoods, so they had to switch the actual name, just similar to Canada, how we had to switch all the backwood names. So now the vanilla flavor in Europe is blue. But don't be fooled. Blue is not vanilla. Vanilla is not blue. It's actually different. The vanilla is way more premium. It's way thicker. It has a stronger, has a way stronger taste to it. And usually it comes super fresh. So I also supply exotic, not only exotic backwoods, but Canadian flavors. And the Canadian flavors are usually $100 a carton or three for $280, sorry. So that works out to about roughly, what, like 11 bucks a pack, depending on where you live. Brampton, Vaughan, Mississauga, you're spending at least $12.50, you know. You might as well just pick up a Canadian carton if you don't want to spend the money for an American carton, because to talk about quality, let's talk about quality. Jeez. So I've been smoking backwards for 5 years. All I
hold
do
on,
is
hold
smoke
on, hold on. Give the man a deal. The man just, you say you introduce yourself, and the man just went on to a knowledge-filled rant about backwards.
Go on, true.
But yeah. So,
the man just went into his
school. I've been smoking backwards for a solid 5 years. I know you might be laughing at me if you've been smoking it for 15, but that just means you've been smoking way longer than me. Ha ha. But anyways, what I noticed is with the Canadian flavors, first of all, they're all established by different manufacturers. There's three different licensees. One's Canadian, one's American, and one's European.
This guy's
so
dropping some
they're
knowledge
all made
for you
separately.
People.
And what I noticed is the American flavors are better quality, and they're better quality more so than the Europeans and obviously Canadians, but the Europeans also are better than the Canadian ones. I'm not hating on the Canadian blunts. Me personally, my favorite Canadian flavor is rum. Rum goes hard. Shout out to all people that loves rum. You know, it goes hard in the paint, but whiskey too. Whiskey is good. But so the quality is actually, I feel that with the Canadian flavors have been going down. Like if you remember, like back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like five years ago.
So you gave us a breakdown of the different countries, right?
Yeah.
So as far as like Canadian flavors, what are the most popular Canadian flavors? What is the Canadian flavors?
Oh, today, a lot of people love the rum. They love ports, love wines, because more so they want a flavor to it as opposed to the whiskeys. Then you have the people that just enjoy the whiskeys, you know, like
I'm one of those
it has
guys.
No flavor to it. They just want to taste more of the weed per se.
Yeah. So then, okay. I have two questions, right? One, how did you get so into fucking backwoods sociology, bro? This is like a fucking a backwoods world that I didn't know about.
So backward, really?
To be honest, okay, so the first time I ever smoked cannabis, grade 9, me and my buddies. Mm-hmm. After that, never smoked it again till grade 10, smoked it with my buddy. After that, never smoked it till grade 11, smoked it with my buddy. So three separate occasions, all at school, got high during class, Grade 12, I didn't smoke at all. I didn't start smoking until after high school. So I don't know what it's like to be high in high school, but I know what it's like to be high for the last 7 years.
Okay.
But like,
ooh. Something just broke.
Why backwards? Because like I started smoking backwards when I was like 18, 19, and I was rolling up Phillies and Century Sams, and what I noticed is I liked the leaf. I preferred the leaf. I preferred how it smoked with the cannabis. It felt like it matched better, combined better, and ultimately it appealed to me more better because of the options of the flavors, and it was pretty consistent. The only thing that I could complain about is that there was like stems in it and stuff like overall, like I find like the backwards triumphant over all other types of rolling wraps and blunts and stuff like that. So ever since then, I just only smoke backwards. And I'm the type of guy, I'm pretty bad. It's like my boy will pull up with a spliff, a nice fat spliff with some form cut cookies or some nice pink in it. And I'll be like, nah, fam, it's like we're rolling a blunt.
We have a friend like that. Everybody has that one friend.
You know,
we all have that one friend that smokes like that. Nah, fam, exclusive backwards thing, fam. Yo,
only on backwards.
It's crazy.
No, yeah. Okay, I had a two-part question, but I forgot what the other part of the question was.
Okay.
However, I have a new question.
Okay.
Now, do you think Backwoods is sleeping on doing endorsements when it comes to Canadian shit? Because I see that they're doing a 1-2 concerts in the States and shit. You know, I see the Backwoods backdrop on 1-2 hip-hop shows, independent shows and whatnot. Mm. But I haven't seen none of that shit over here. Like, there's no... We thought there was an... We're not going to talk about the other thing that we thought that was an endorsement deal going on, right?
Okay, yeah.
But we thought it was, so we were like, maybe Backwoods is doing an endorsements over here, but what's going on with that? You know what I mean? As a Backwoods aficionado.
Okay, so don't kill me. So with the Backwoods, from what I realized and what I found out is the actual Backwoods page on Instagram that has like, I don't know, 600,000 followers, that is run by a fellow. He is affiliated with Backwoods. He's like the creative director, he does the advertising and whatnot, so he runs that account.
Okay.
And
that's the real one.
Yeah. So he runs that account, but at the end of the day, it's not like the backwood CEO told him to, you know, slap it on there, blah, blah, blah. On that account, he posted the coconut backwoods, which are fake. So it got the whole internet, the whole world
the
thinking.
Pack.
The green pack. Got the whole world thinking coconut was real. They got confused and they took it down after. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so the real backwoods company put up a fake pack picture of backwoods.
It's not the real backwoods company per se because it's, I forgot his name,
right,
but it's the owner somebody of the
account.
Somebody
who's running the page.
Exactly. Right? You know what I'm saying? So this guy is taking it upon now that he has a successful page and he's affiliated with the backwoods. He works with the company too, ironically. So now he's taking it upon himself to run these events, you know?
Right.
So, yes, I feel you. I think he should come to Canada and do that because what the fuck? We all, yo, in Toronto, that's all we smoke, fams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every person has had the backwood phase at least once, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if you never like backwoods, then, yo, it's up to you.
Yeah. No, dope. One thing also I want to know is when they were doing that backwoods ban. Do you remember the
flavor ban?
Oh shit!
But
the ban.
Remember they were like making it like it wasn't available for a second. It was like a couple of weeks, right? But then I go to Montreal back and forth regularly, right? They took that shit hella serious, and then they made it super hard to find. Like, there's like literally you can know the three spots downtown where you can find backwoods.
Yeah, it's rare and shit.
Yeah, because they were like, yo, once backwoods are done, they heard that it was being done, they were done. So what do you think about that? Do you think that it was like some kind of conspiracy or like you think fucking like
I think
what are your opinions on that?
I think the government is fucked up because they're trying to control tobacco. Okay, you're trying to control tobacco, yet you still allow certain advertisements to be out there. You still allow certain ways for it to be sold, and like ultimately people are dying from like cigarettes and shit all day every day, so like the government's just making money off it. They don't really care. So now they ban the flavors of backwoods from Canada and shit.
Right.
That's fucked up, you know, because like we enjoy that and now we have to like get it from, pay even more and get it from a different country and shit like that.
Yeah.
But as for Montreal, that 2-week ban, I mean, that's fucked because like, you know, what if that's what you roll up with all the time? Now you're just like out of backwoods. Yeah, it's not like some worldwide crisis. It's not like some fucking, you know, serious shit.
I heard
shit,
something about a storm or something.
Yeah, the storm?
Yeah, that short, that messed with their shortage.
Oh, yes, there was that. Yeah, there was, okay. Okay, so the factory in Dominican. Yeah, the hurricane. So it actually torn apart the factories.
Right, so
the production slowed down. Oh, 10,000%. Yeah.
Backwards talks going on.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay, so that, like that. I'm high right now. I'm smoking some fucking. What am I smoking? Some gas mask and some fucking Gorilla Rec pure quads. At least a 9.2 out of 10. Designer only, but.
I'm gonna go live for a quick second.
Fucking yeah, that was crazy, that little hurricane and shit in the factories. But as a business, you gotta bounce back, you know? Gotta bounce back.
Alright, so I'm gonna go live for a second too at the same time. So we're gonna be on the gram, you know what I'm saying?
Look.
So listen, out of all of these fucking backwoods, cause you know, we got Breezy in the fucking building. He's the
What up?
One of Toronto's backwoods slangers.
The number one, fams. Come
number
correct,
one.
Please, fams.
You say you're number one? You're
number,
the number one,
fam.
All right,
always
top
shot.
Top
shot. There you go.
Okay, so we were talking before off camera, right? What about this fake backwoods page? Is there a fake backwoods page? You're telling me there's a fake one that has like 500,000. Was that the confusion of the other thing we were talking about before?
That was the confusion of the other thing you're talking about before. Yeah.
Okay.
Like the most legit backwoods page out there right now is the one with 500,000 plus.
Okay. Okay. And out of all these different fucking backwoods that you have available, what's the favorite that you like to smoke?
My personal favorites on a day-to-day basis, like right now, personally, I have a vanilla rolled up, my most expensive pack. This is 40 a pack, and my cost is really high, so
jeez.
I can't smoke this shit every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm smoking on some fucking sweet aromatics. You know what I'm saying?
Like seven,
but like,
packs open.
When I'm really feeling like splurging, I open up a pack of grape, vanilla, Russian cream, dark stout. That's what I really like. You know what I'm saying?
Bring some
like,
of these packs for it. Let me put it on the camera.
Yeah, the man's got like seven packs over there open.
There you go. Got the honey.
Bam.
Great.
For the people on live.
Got the vanilla, got the dark stout, you know what I'm saying?
Holy shit, backwoods on
backwoods. And we got the backwoods. This is the backwoods that gets females
lower genitals to produce massive amounts of H2O, the Russian cream.
This guy's killing me right now.
Hold on. I can't get to my soundboard.
Good.
Okay, thank you, brother. Friday, oh, you're done. Man.
Those are the H2O providers.
H2O providers.
Okay, so listen.
Can't get your girl wet, get her Russian cream.
You know what I mean? That's that Russian cream.
Yeah, yo, Russian right real quick and she'll cream.
Bars. Yo, so okay, let's do one more subject right here before I'm there looking for my phone, not realizing my phone's being used for live.
Friday's high.
Whoever, all the people who are there popping up, what up to all of y'all?
Shout out to all y'all. You done know we in the building, Youngsterdam.
This is a weekly thing that's going on here at the Youngsterdam as well. Okay, so if you ain't here now, or if you're not close enough to pull up and check out the different vendors that are in here, make sure to come through next week or the week after. It's a thing. You know what I'm saying? It's the, what do you call that? The farmer's market, Amsterdam farmer market. I got one more subject matter to one bring more. Up. Right?
All right, got you, brother.
So, Killy, not the Killy thing. Let's start with Lil Xan first, okay?
Okay.
Let's start Lil Xan, and then we'll move our way over to Killy. So Lil Xan decided that he quit rapping based on the fact that he seen
Mac Miller passed away.
Right? He's like, yo, I'm done rapping. You
know what Let's see what his contract says about that.
I know, right? Well, his record label.
Shit,
like,
I didn't even know he said that. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. This is new news. This is what we on.
That new news.
So he said he's done. Right? Okay. And besides that, he has like all the Tupac shit and all that other shit that kept him fucking
so irrelevant.
He had a lot of heat on his back, to say the least.
Oh, definitely.
Right? So the man was already probably on the fence about, like, I might be fucking calling this a rap. Like, I'm just a fucking kid from...
We say that was this was a good reason for him to bow out gracefully?
Yeah, like...
You're basically saying that's the best... Yeah, that's what he said. Right? Best time to exit out type of thing.
It's not because I'm feeling the pressure of motherfuckers hitting me up. But yo, I see this man passing. I just can't take this rap shit no more.
Yeah, cause he said he'll give Killy that business one on one.
He said he can give him
that business one on one.
He's just talking, man. He ain't touching Killy, man. Get the fuck out of here.
He's saying, yo, if it was one on one, me and Killy, I'll give him that business. That's what he's trying to say. So
he said
he can give Killy smoke.
So that man was on No Jumper podcast, like literally last week.
I seen it with the white guy, right?
Yeah. Adam 22.
Yeah, Adam 22. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
The man said, "Yo, he give Killy the smoke, yo."
Yeah, he said that the man snuffed him from the behind, right? So, and he said
he ain't lying about that though.
Security guards, right? And his security guards, he can't even get past them. He's like, "Yo, I'm a little guy. What am I supposed to do with my own security?" Because the security kind of just shoofed him in the door.
Yeah, I seen the footage.
And then I show you the part where the man did line him up. From behind,
the man did
flipping sneak him. The man did sneak him, not necessarily Killy, but a man did sneak him. You understand what I'm saying? If you look at the video,
I didn't see that part, fam.
Yeah, because you got to look at the video, you got to watch it. A man positions himself behind Xan and their bodyguards, and right by the door. And the man must have just given him a quick death punch to the back of the head. Wutuku! Dips inside, and he heard, "Who fucking hit me?" All of that's going on in the video. You just gotta just get past the security guards and Xan and look at the foreground. What's going on behind? You know what I'm saying? Like in the background and shit.
Easiest thing.
Sorry, not the foreground. The background. Look in the background there.
Go on our YouTube channel.
You'll see it.
YouTube.com/WeLoveHipHopNetwork.
Yeah.
There's a video selfish called plug. Killy, you know, selfish plug. There's a video called Killy Xan Beef Explodes. And I slow-mo'd the shit. So you can see the man in the hoodie.
Oh, I can just see him. I'm going to pull that up right now. Really.
The man positions himself. The man positions himself so nicely.
Based on this, he's saying if the man had him on a one-on-one and there wasn't all these guards and all that, he'd be snuffing the fuck out of that nigga.
No. Like, okay, me, I'm a logical guy. So shout out to all the logical people out there. You don't know. Logically looking at Killy and looking at Lil Xan, just look at their face. Like, let's just be funny for a second and be judgmental.
Okay.
Lil Xan looks like a Muppet. Like a little baby, okay? Like, he looks like he still gets breastfed, okay? Killy's out here super swaggy, everybody's thinking he's, you know, he's on a swaggier level, but You came in with the east side things. You know what I'm saying? So like, but fuck that shit. Let's get to the real part. Look at their size. Like, look at their like body language. How they move. Pound for pound. Pound for pound, they're about the same size.
No way.
Kili's
taller. You got height on it.
Yeah.
Yo, reaches
legit the same height and everything.
Yo, in fighting, reaches the most. Reaches a big thing.
Okay,
bro.
I'm saying
if I got
this.
2 inches on you in a fight,
I'm saying this.
I can jab you off.
I'm saying this. If Kili and Lil Xan fight, I'm betting 10 bands on Kili. No problem any time in the day. And I know I'm going to win. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, your money's commonly betting on Kili.
On with the
Kili, fams. On Kili, dog. What's Lil Xan going to do? Really, man? Lil Xan. He's going to throw little punches.
What the fuck? The name says it all.
Breezy with the hot take. So you say you have how much on Xan?
10 bands on fucking Kili, fams. Negative billion on Xan. I'm trying to be a billionaire one time.
Oh, man. And what do you got on Kili? Who do you got in that fight?
On that fight, I'd probably go Kili.
So it's the consensus is
I go Kili because Lil Xan, he's done some suspect stuff right now.
Let me pass this around the room quick, fast.
You know what I'm saying?
Savvy. Kili, Xan, who do you have? Savvy goes for Kili. B dot. I'm that's the name.
D dot. Oh God!
Don't be that guy.
Give me a break.
Oh, Kili.
Everybody's Kili.
That's some real shit. There's always the one outlier.
Wow. So all of y'all got Kili.
You're not finna say Lil Xan. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Talk to himself. Talk to him.
Okay.
Okay, yo. Lil Xan looks like he never got beat by his mom ever in his life. Lil Kili's Asian. Asians get beat. If you're from a different country, you get beat, fams.
Listen, I don't want to be a contrarian, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say that.
You're not gonna
I'm
going to
go
this.
With Kili. Okay, I'm just because out of just being logical. But he's not going to wash the man.
He's not going to wash the man.
No one says he's going to be a wash. Really?
Like Xan's, if I could,
no one says he's going to be a wash.
Picture this fight happening and Kili's winning.
Kili.
Xan's going to pepper him a few times still.
Yeah, he made everybody, yo, every fighter gets a punch. Every fighter gets a punch.
I say we do it. Let's organize it. We love hip hop.
That would
Kili,
be.
Holla at your boy. I'm going to be in your DMs. I see you. You know, we good, fam. You know what I'm saying?
Set up a pay-per-view event, yo.
On some real shit, though. Like, why isn't there rapper fights? There's like rap battles, but like, why don't rappers get in the ring? You know?
I agree.
Because they scared, like Pop said, from Friday. They scared to get an ass whooping.
That's what it is.
Nobody going in the bathroom for 20 to 30 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to go in the ring and get knocked out from another rapper. Like, could you imagine? If that actual Chris Brown Soulja Boy fight would have happened, and Chris Brown went in there and beat up Soulja Boy, do you know what would have happened to Soulja Boy's career worse than what already happened to it now? And then Chris Brown would have been on some. Yo, he's fighting everybody. Chris Brown would have started challenging everybody to a fight in the ring.
What's a lose-lose situation? That's the thing. No matter what,
right?
Somebody has to lose the fight.
Right?
And if you lose the fight, your career is going to be getting fucked. Right?
Yeah.
People are going to look at you away, especially if you gangster rappers. If it's R&B guys and one guy doesn't claim to be a gangster, if he loses, he good. But the guy who claims to be a gangster, if he loses a fan base. Because niggas is like, oh, you wasn't talking all that shit when that nigga was beating your ass in the ring, nigga.
Oh, this looks like Kane whooping your ass.
You know what I'm saying? Or you get smoky
from
on
Menace.
Top. Or you get smoky on top of you like, nigga.
You got to knock the fuck out.
You know he
going to cry in the car.
It's always the smallest guys that talk the loudest, though. You realize that, fams? Yo, it's always the smallest guys that talk the loudest. You know,
actions speak louder than words, right?
So we're saying, okay, across the board, Kili.
Kili.
All right.
We're not going to say it's, okay, we're saying, yeah, Kili
his
is
name's
more.
Kili.
It's a more logical choice.
Why are we even?
Everybody has a fighter's
done
chance.
Right there.
You know, they all got a fighter's chance. Everything goes down, but. Yeah, I think it won't be a one-sided fight, but I think the victor overall would be Kili.
Yeah. It's not no Mike Tyson against
Mayweather.
Yeah,
it's not like
you know?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's going to be a fight, but I think overall, I'd give it to Kili.
There's one more fight I want to bring up. Since we all got it, we're all in agreement it's Kili, right?
Okay.
And because we had one more subject, but I got
I'm
one more.
I'm excited for
since
this
we're
one.
Talking about fights.
I'm excited for this one.
Did y'all see that fucking video with Smoke Perp getting the shit kicked out of him by Russ's people?
No.
No.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it.
What the fuck?
Big up to Russ.
I know we had an episode.
I seen a clip where the man was talking shit about, yo, Russ can't handle me. I'll fuck Russ up. I was wondering, what the hell's going on here?
So Russ told these motherfuckers on Breakfast Club. He said, yo, there's tapes, and I might release them shits. Either Breakfast Club or Everyday Struggle. Huh. I might release them shits. If motherfuckers keep talking, if they keep beaking, tapes are coming out.
Says who?
This is what Russ was saying.
Right? Oh. Because
he's saying, like, yo, man's been talking footage. A lot of shit.
Well, you know, this is a filming age, right?
Right? Definitely. So then, boom. I didn't hear nobody say anything. I didn't hear Smoke Perp, nobody say nothing. Next day, footage drops. You're just seeing man just getting fed.
Lacing him, eh?
Right.
Fuck. That sucks for him.
But then Smoke Perp responded, said, yo, those seven big-ass niggas.
So he couldn't do nothing.
Yeah, he's saying if it was me and Russ one-on-one, I'll damage that
boy.
He
said, I will wash that nigga.
He didn't say nigga, did he?
He said nigga.
Yo, these Americans, the Spanish Latinos, they use that.
No, Smoke Perp is a black motherfucker.
No, I'm talking about, you're saying.
Russ wasn't saying that shit.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No, I'm saying Smoke Perp said, if it was him and Russ, he would fucking wash the shit out of that nigga.
I think he got into more scraps than Russ.
He said he wasn't backing down. He wasn't running. He said there was big motherfuckers.
He was outnumbered, basically.
He was outnumbered, and he said, yo, he just kept on going.
He held his own is basically what he's trying to say.
Yeah. I feel like Smoke Perp is a guy who had his fair amount of scraps, you know? Like, I don't see Russ. Russ, yo, he was just getting his bitches, staying out of trouble type of guy, you know?
Russ was standing in the back with the man bun.
You know what I'm saying with the man bun?
Don't do drugs.
Don't kill me.
That was his shirt? What? The shirt doesn't...
Or people who do drugs, this, that, and Zans and whatever, are losers or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
well, anyways.
But yeah, that shit came out now. So apparently if people got smoked with Russ, because what happened is he was there saying, yo, fuck Russ, the whole fuck Russ campaign.
I'm surprised you weren't
I have an episode called Fuck Russ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought you'd be we'll happy because the man blamed Russ for fucking up his blunt.
Yep, no, Russ fucked up my blunt, not fuck Russ. Not fuck Russ, okay? Don't say no goons when you come to Toronto, okay? No goons
when you come to Toronto, Russ. Yeah, that same look is exactly. The man said, yo, Russ fucked up his blunt. How did Russ fuck up his blunt? We'll never know. But Russ fucked up his blunt.
That's a whole other side story.
Another side story.
But he did fuck up the blunt.
Offline.
However, that nigga said, this guy is, he was just fuck Russ, and he put up a picture of Russ's sister in his fucking Twitter Abby or his fucking Instagram fucking Abby. And that's what set Russ off.
Okay. Family ties.
That's straight to the bone, you know? That's straight to
family
the heart.
Ties.
He's like, she's a hottie probably because the picture I seen is like a half of her face. And I was like, she looks kind of cute. So he was probably like, because I don't know the whole story. He's probably like, yo, she cute. Mm.
Yeah,
he's like probably really digging on him.
Yeah, he's probably caught in some smoke.
Yeah. So Russ, well deserved. Even if Russ is standing in the back, he's like, yo, deal with this.
Yeah.
I got too much money for this, man.
Don't kill me.
Mm.
I don't know, like, fuck, he got it. He got what he came for. Like, he did something, and something happened. There was a result.
Smoke.
You know what I'm saying? So he can, it's up to him if he wants to retaliate. If he's going to retaliate, then that's how it shows that he's really about his business. But if he doesn't do shit, then, you know, like, he's not about his business, you know?
Russ got that man bun smoke.
So it's like,
chill, that's
if
like
you're a famous rapper
shot.
In the game, you're not going to let anyone do that to you. I don't care. If I'm a famous rapper in the game, I'm not anyone doing that. You're going to hold that on me? I'm going to apologize and just be like a good guy in the public? Nah, fuck that shit, bro.
You see when Eminem comes with the kill shot line? He's like, yo, Machine Gun Kelly, how are you going to name yourself after a machine gun, but you got a man bun?
Yeah, I died.
So now him and fucking Russ need to do a tune together.
The man buns.
So okay. Oh, my bad. Give me your social medias and shit like that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And let people know where to find you.
You can hit me up on Rashad Means Business, RASHAD. And if you don't know how to spell Means Business, then you know, go back to grade 11. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hit me up on there. You can DM me. I can give you pricing. I do delivery for cartons only. Or if you want packs or half cartons, you can catch me at Planet Paradise, located at 51 Winchester in Cabbage Town, which is Parliament in Winchester. It's the sickest lounge in Toronto. Where can you go? Cool. Where you can just walk in, roll up your woods, shop for exotic quads, hash, shatter, sauce, edibles, everything, and then just enjoy your time and listen to good music and have the exotic fucking snacks and drinks, you know? So shout out to Planet Paradise. Come check me there. I'm there on Thursdays and Sundays. Thursdays 4 to 10, Sunday 1 to 7. Other than that, you already know.
Okay. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Well, you know, it's me, PK Herc underscore. Yeah, it's me, SSC underscore Hey Herc underscore PK, because I'm really fucking high right now.
Jeez.
So I fucked up my own tagline and my own name. But yeah, Instagram's the only platform I fuck with. You can follow me there. You know what I'm saying? It's Way Herc, Smokey the Bear,
Jeez.
AKA Paul Bunyan.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? So holla at your boy. This episode was lit. Canna Clinic at Youngsterdam here every Saturday from 4 to 9. Come true.
Mm-hmm.
Get blitz. Get your exotic weed here also. And yeah, shout out to Youngsterdam.
Yeah. Hit me up on my website. Which camera am I doing? Right over here. Hit me up on my website, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. Yeah, like Herc was saying, Youngsterdam Lounge is going down every fucking Saturday. It's going to be the Amsterdam Market. There's going to be all these vendors. There's going to be more vendors every week and different ones and the same ones. So come true. Get your smoke on like we're doing over here. And, you know.
So today we went through some flipping chocolates. We had some medicated patties. We had smoked a lot of backwoods. We had some flavors of backwoods. We smoked Russian cream backwood today. We smoked black the stouts right here, dark stout, vanilla. Yeah, that's a stout right there. We smoked the Russian cream earlier. We smoked the vanilla.
Jeez.
We've been smoking flavors.
Yeah, here.
And we smoked high hemps today too. So yeah, thank you
thank you. Appreciate it, fams. But yo, one quick last shout out to you, fams. Because yo, swing that pack, swing the hemps. Jeez. So yo, take this in. What's this called again? Oh, high it's upside hemp. Down. Okay.
Hold on. Don't get no too
free,
hype on it.
No free hype. No advertising.
They ain't send us a bag. They ain't send us a bag.
No. I'm not advertising this shit. I'm just saying, yo, listen, I smoke backwards all day, you know? And I smoke this. I'm like, yo, this is not bad. It's my first time trying a hemp wrap, you know? Like,
hey,
I'm not hating on it at all. You know,
speak
I'd rather smoke
it.
This shit than frontwoods. So you guys smoking frontwoods.
Shots. Brap. The man had to clean the site. The man said, yo, hold on, watch out. Quick one from the hip. Bang! Hold that.
The frontwood shot.
The man came quick from the hip. He said, here, hold that frontwoods. Bang! Hold that. Bow.
If you're in Barrie, Oshawa, anywhere, and you're looking for a pack and you can't find something to roll with, and the frontwood there, frontwood there, half a smoke.
Right. Wrong. Give me a pack of papers. Send no on back up the APOS.
Shout out to you, Frontwood. I'll let your boy DM me. Okay. Hit us on our website.
Oh yes, well, sorry. Shout out Canaflix.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still grinding up this fucking quad.
Yes.
Quad.
There you go.
Lands it. Right?
And the award goes to Friday.
Smoking Swing that fucking quad. Canaflix, hit them up. At canaflix.mom, M-O-M, right? So, yeah. Okay, see, I still be remembering shit. And our website, okay? Hit up our website, welovehiphop.ca. That's the fucking hub for everything
you
need to get. All the interviews, Respect the Process, Challenge Beats, merchandise, all the shit.
Damn. And still subscribe to YouTube.
Yes.
We Love Hip Hop Network.
Yes.
And We Love Hip Hop Toronto. We're still trying to get the page back, believe it or not.
Yes.
So, you know, we may not be talking about it, but we're still trying.
We're still working behind the scenes. So I'm going to lead y'all out with a tune here. I got the tablito here on the working. So Lil Sauce Music, the track is called Up.
Super Up.
Let's see what I can go on here.
TK. I already like it.
I told you I got your back, Lil Sauce.
I cannot change. I drink my beer at a cup. Addicted to filling it up. I think that I'm drinking too much. I don't think I'm pretty enough. I live in disguise, living a lie. Think that I'm thinking too much.
Stop rapping, I think that you're singing too much. What happened?
I had to switch your shit up. Fell listening to you and I didn't mean to follow the crew. I want the blue, I would've get your shit up.
Nah, I got it.
They wanna praise me and stuff.
Out of pocket.
They better pay me my funds. Too saucy, too wassy, too cocky, too copy. They want my gravy and such. Used to learn how to eat me on good.